WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we hear from Shannon Marenstein, whose Point Breeze studio offers arts education programs and a place to gather for children and parents in the neighborhood. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
On the last Friday in 2017, about two dozen young children are gathered at the Hatch Art Studio in Point Breeze. School is out for the holidays, and 7-year-old Rachel Kalura is spending the day here.
So we're making stuff for New Year's Eve, like a wand with a wish in it, and a hat, and confetti stuff in that.
The studio's owner and creative director is Shannon Marenstein. She's a Pittsburgh native who returned to the city to teach art at the Environmental Charter School at Frick Park when it opened in 2008. Marenstein had her first child, Graham, in the spring of 2015. She says she started to think about a space where she could bond with him and develop the creativity and love of art that she feels is so important for kids to have in general.
And I really didn't find anything that sort of fit that need. And so I started looking into the idea of opening my own children's art studio.
She envisioned a place that would let kids experiment freely instead of sending them home with standardized products like a painted mug.
And just really be a space, not just for art making, but also for making connections.
Marenstein found a vacancy among the storefronts on Point Breeze's Reynolds Street. In the fall of 2015, Hatch started offering classes, workshops, and camps for kids ranging in age from 18 months to their early teens. Those programs cover art forms like painting, calligraphy, and printmaking.
Kids are making choices, they're making discoveries, they're kind of self-initiating and creating, and I feel like that's really important, sort of no matter what medium you're using.
Catherine Mazzy Humphreys has lived in Point Breeze for 13 years. Her 9-year-old daughter, Anna, has participated in various Hatch programs.
There's often open studio down there, so children can drop in without being signed up for a class. In the summertime, you see the children out and about in the community. Anna's done art projects on the pavement with her friends before. It's always nice to meet the parents down there and chat.
Mazzy Humphreys adds that because Hatch is centrally located in the neighborhood, it's an easy place for families to walk to and gather. And it's one of the businesses on Reynolds that offers food, drinks, and activities to the neighborhood during Point Breeze's holiday light-up night each year. Today, Marenstein says that Hatch has become the community-oriented studio that she wanted, maybe even more than she would have thought.
All of the families who come and take classes with us have built relationships not only with me, but with the other instructors that we have here. You wouldn't believe how many times they're asked to babysit. You know, it's a special connection.
At some point in the future, Marenstein says she wants to explore the possibility of starting a formal early childhood education program at Hatch. But for now, she's finishing up writing her own book on children's art and taking care of the newest member of her family, Calvin, who was born last month. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.